Daf Nun, so we got to four lines down. The Gemara was talking about the chimsa bar chimsa, different types of fats. Unclear exactly what these were, about the sealing holes, not sealing holes, asurity, mutati. There's machlokas between what they did in Eretz Yisrael versus what they did in Bavel. So the Gemara says now, four lines down, ki hod amar Rav Avya, so ki hod amar Rav Avya amar Rabbi Ami, such a this type of fat that was debated between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, where in Eretz Yisrael they would eat it, and Bavel they would not eat it. So what was the practice? So the Gemara explains, they would do as follows. Mekamsin, mekamslash of kmita, they'd scrape off. Mekamsin, some of the fat there, and the rest they would eat, because the top of the fat may have been touching a part of the fat that would be also that would be chaylev, so they'd scrape off the top, and the remaining fat would be permitted, because in Eretz Yisrael they would eat such fat. They'd scrape off some of the fat, and then the remaining they would eat. So Amar Rav Avya, Hava Kamina Kami de Rabbi Ami, he told this in front of Rabbi Ami. He comes to Vahavi Leva Achel. So they and he saw that he was in the presence of Rav Ami, and he saw that they also skimmed off some of the fat, and then they served and ate the rest of it. So Shammai de Rabbi Chanina, Hava Kai Kami de Rabbi Chanina. So one of the assistants of Rabbi Chanina was standing in front of Rabbi Chanina, and Amar Le Kamo Tavi Le De Echel. Rabbi Chanina said to his assistant, take off some of the fat and give me the rest to eat. Chazi dehavik mechansim. So Rabbi Chanina saw that the shamish was hesitant to do this. So Amar Lei, Bavlat, you must come from Bavel. So gum shad, they throw it away. Because in Bavel, they wouldn't eat such fat. So therefore, this apparently the shamish came from Bavel, and therefore he was hesitant. So that's why he threw the entire piece of fat out. Gemara quotes a brayshin out Tanya Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer Bnei Ma'ayin Shenikvu V'Leicha Sosamtam Ksheira. Let's say the intestines, the Bnei Ma'ayin, have a hole, and then some of the Leicha, some of the, you'll see the liquid, some of the pus maybe had come and sealed off the intestine. So that's kosher, that's not a trefa. So my Leicha, where does this fluid come from? So Omer of Kana Shirka de Ma'aya de Nafik Agev Duchka. It's they describe here sticky fluid of the intestines that comes out through the pressure. So there was a hole there, and the hole allowed some things to come out, and as the sticky, the pus, or whatever was there, came out, it is able to clog it and seal off the hole, and that does serve to protect the animal, and it wouldn't be considered a trefa. So Gemara says, Gemiri, there's a tradition of Chavrai, the Rebbe Abba. The Talmidim of Rebbe Abba have a tradition from Rebbe Abba himself. Umanu, who was the Chavrai, who was the friend? Rebbe Zera was the friend of the Rebbe Abba. Others say, Amrila, Chavrai, the Rebbe Zera, me Rebbe Zera. The Chavrai, the friend of Rabbi Zera, learned from Rabbi Zera, and who was that? Mani Rabbi Abba. So it's either Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Zera, the one learning from the other one, they're contemporaries. So what did they learn? They learned as follows. Amar Rabbi Abba, Berei, di Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's a statement from Rabbi Yochanan and the statement quoted from Rabbi Chia. That halacha ki Rabbi Shimon Amliya betrefa, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon be'evel. There's a certain halacha we pass like Rabbi Shimon Amliya in the world of trefa, which is what we just mentioned before, that the lecha is able to plug up the hole in the intestines, and there's another halacha we pass like Rabbi Shimon in the world of avelus. So what are these halachas? The Gemara explains, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon Amliya betrefa, hadamrin, that's which we already mentioned, that the lecha is able to plug up the hole that's in the intestines. And with regard to Rabbi Shimon be'evel ma'i, what's halacha we pass like Rabbi Shimon? In the world of Avelis, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that's non kol shlosh yam harishonim, the first 3 days of Shiva, bami makim karav moni ma'im. Let's say there's a relative who is not with the rest of the family during Shiva, but he's close, he's a makim karav. However, do you find a close place? Within a day's distance, I believe. So he comes within 3 days, so since he started off with makim karav and he got there within the first 3 days, he's able to be moni ma'im. He can continue the Shiva with them. So in other words, they start, let's say, Shiva on Sunday, Monday. He gets there on Tuesday, he's able to finish with them. Tuesday is day 3 for him, just like everybody else, even though he got there on Tuesday. That's only if he's in makim karav. But let's say the relative came in Machom Rachok. He was a very far away place. No matter when he gets there, Mona L'Atzma, he has to count his own Shiva. So when he gets to the base Avel, on Tuesday, he starts his Shiva from day Tuesday, even though everybody else started already on Sunday. So that's the Tanakama. Mikan ve'elech afilu bami makom kara monin le'atzma. But let's say he comes after day 3, comes on day 4 or beyond, so even if he was in a place that was nearby, he always has to count on his own. Only if you come within the first 3 days and makom karov, may you count with the family. That's Tanakama. Comes along now Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu bayom ha'shvi bami makom karov moni imah. And he says, even if you show up on day 7, you show up, let's say, Thursday is day 7, and you show up the last day, one may count with the rest of the family, even though he wasn't observing Shiva the entire week.
he agrees that is far away, no matter when.
Exactly. Correct. It's only, I believe it's only referring to Makom Karov. So the so that's the halacha we pass on Rabbi Shimon in the world of Avelis. Take a look at Tosus on the side here. Afilu b'yom shvi b'mi makom karov moni man. Even if you show up on day 7, it's good enough. L'chora hayanira d'yom shvi lav dafke ele b'layla shel shvi. It doesn't mean the daytime. It means even the nighttime. Da'kati lo pasuk Avelis minayu because di b'yom shvi ha mixes yom kikulo. So it doesn't really mean by Yom, because what happens is by Yom Shvi, we know Mixed Yom Kekulo. So let's say Thursday is the last day. So Thursday morning comes, they finish davening, so then Mixed Yom Kekulo, they don't have to observe Shiva the rest of the day. And now the guy shows up on 1 o'clock in the afternoon, even though it's the seventh day, they're not observing Shiva anymore. So the Lechor really means either before they got up in the morning of, or the night before, and where they were still observing Shiva. Fine. So then he says, "Umiu afil b'yom shvi mamish." It's possible that even to show up on day 7 during the daytime as well. Iri, the b'moy kat the moki la kishadayin menachem me'etzlo. As long as people are still being menachem avil on day 7, that's still considered that kati koi b'aviluso ad sheyelchul hem until everybody leaves. So as long as they're still practicing shiva, he can count with them. So that's halacha nevela that we paskin lekula like Rabbi Shimon.
But once they get up, you're not allowed to do.
It doesn't work anymore, exactly. Once everyone leaves and they got up...
So he's saying what? The chances were that they were still... That they, let's say...
No, they showed
they
decided, up.
They decided to do longer available.
Whatever it was. People are still there. People haven't left yet. Even if it's not long. Even if it's like right after davening for 10 minutes. If he shows up during Nicham Avelim, it's still considered Shiva and he could count. Whatever that timing is. It could
but
be long.
That's over, that's it.
Correct. They can if they want. They could go do Shiva the whole day if they wanted to. They don't have to end it in the morning.
He sits for 10 minutes and then
yeah,
he finishes?
Yeah. We have that a few times. The Gemara talks about Erev Yontif, a person sits and it's broken up right away, or different things like that. The Gemara then says, Amar Manduhu, they quote from a Manduhu, some person, they don't know who it was. They says follows, Is ke v'esik v'agmer l'shmaisa mipumei demara? Would it be that I could merit to learn the halachas from the mouth of Mara, the mouth of Rabbi Abba himself, and see what he had said? So Kisalik Ashkechei, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei the Rabbi Abba, Berei the Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, he found that he was saying, Amar Lei, Amar Mar Halacha, Korban Shimon Gamliel. So he says to him, so when he finally met this individual, this unnamed individual, met Rabbi Abba, he said, is it true, Amar Mar Halacha, Korban Shimon Gamliel, but Treifa, do you so say that we're passing that way? In other words, that Lecha is able to seal the hole in the intestines. Amar Lei, Ha Ein Halacha, Amri. He says back, no. Why would you say that? It's Amar Lei Ha Ein Halacha Amri. It's the opposite. We don't pasken like that. So Rabbi Shimon Ba'avel, my. What about when I heard in your name that you pasken like Rabbi Shimon in Avelis? Is that also not true? Amar Lei Plukta Ninu. That's actually Machlokas. Itma Rav Chizta Amar Halacha. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha. Rav Nachman Amar Ein Halacha. So it's unclear how to pasken regarding Avelis. So then the Gemara says, what's the bottom line here? We don't passing that way. In other words, if there is a hole in the intestines, we don't assume the lecha may seal it off. It would be a trefa. And we do passing the halacha because halacha kedivrei amekel be'evel. There's a klal. When it comes to Hilchas Avelis, we always pass in Lekula. And since Rabbi Shimon is a Lekula here, and that if the person shows up on day 7, he doesn't have to observe Shiva anymore, therefore we pass in that way in Divrei Eva. Gemara now says, continuing, in the world of Trefos, Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chia Makifin Bivnei Me'ayim. A person able to be makif to compare different holes in the intestines, and you could figure out whether or not a certain timing of when the hole happened. The hole happened before the Shechita, it's a Trefa. The hole happened after the Trefa, after the Shechita rather, it's not a Trefa. So you can be makif and you can compare different holes. So the Gemara explains, Hanu b'nei ma'ayim da'asu l'kami d'Rava. There is once some intestines with various holes in them. They brought it to in the presence of Rava. So akfinu v'lo idamik. He made some new fresh punctures in this intestine, and he realized that they weren't comparable, and therefore must be that the holes that were originally there must have been before the Shechita, because had they been after Shechita, they would have looked the same to the new punctures that he just made in the intestines. So that's Rava's psaki. Therefore, paskin, there would be a trefa. So Asa Rav Misharshia Brei Mimashmesh Buvidamu. So then came along Rav Misharshia's son. He apparently was an expert in the world of Trefus, and he came along and started rubbing the outside of the new holes in the intestines here, and then afterwards the holes looked exactly the same as the original holes. So now they are comparable, and you could assume just like the fresh holes happen now, also the original holes were also after the Shechita. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi looks to his son, and Minol Lecha, how do you know it's such a practice to rub around the holes and it looks the same? Amar Lei, Kama Yodai Mimashmishu Bahanu Makam Yilesh Lekami Demar. How many people looked at this intestines, were moving it, rubbing it, and testing it out before it got to you, Tati, to you, Father, Abba, and that's what happened. So you have to compare every aspect, not just the whole, but all the movements of the hands will make the appearance look different, and therefore they were comparable, and they said it wasn't a trefa. So Rava says now to his son, Rav Misharshia, Amar Lei Chacham Bri, my son's a wise man, Betrefos Krabi Yochanan. He's as wise as Rabbi Yochanan in the world of Trefos.
I would say that, but when it came to him, it was different. And so he, how did you know to do this? He said.
Because everyone else, how many times it passed so many hands before it got to Rava?
Right.
So that rubbing the hole makes the hole look different. So he rubbed the new fresh hole to make it look exactly the same way as the old hole, because it was rubbed by many other people. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tevayu, both of them say, Makifim Bereya, not only by intestines may you do this, but you also can compare holes with regards to a lung. So you see a lung with holes in it, so you could puncture some new holes and to compare the new holes to the original holes to figure out if the holes were there before Shechita or they only came after Shechita. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Below Amar Nela Ba'osa Aruga, it's only true if you make the holes in the same exact row of the lobes that were in their lungs. About Ma'aruga La'aruga lobe, but if they're different sections of the lungs, then you can't compare them because the differences could be attributed to other, because of different textures, a different part. Have to be comparing apples to apples. Hilchas, the bottom line is, says the Gemara, however, is Afil Ma'aruga La'aruga, even from different sections, different rows of the lungs, the holes will be the same, and you can compare a hole in one lobe versus a hole in a different lobe. And midaka ladaka migas lagasa, you also can only compare small animals to small animals and large animals to large animals. Aval lo migas ladaka lo midaka lagasa, but to take a lung from a cow and to compare it to a lung of a sheep, since one's a gasa, one's a daka, you can't compare the two holes. We're learning it now.
No, I understand, but because it's a tough thing. Every time there is a neckar, then you have to do another. Meaning, you blow it up and you find the neckar. Then
right.
You go ahead and you do another neckar.
Right.
There's another
test, exactly.
One more test that you that it's
this is the timing. Now, the two questions. One is no, but the two things. One is the question of whether there's a hole there or not. That's number one. And number two is even if there is a hole, you figure out when the hole actually came.
Right.
So the previous discussion was, what was there a hole?
Right. Once
now,
there's a hole, you can try to save it, saying that it happened after.
Exactly.
After
exactly, right. We have it all the time where the Gemara doesn't put everything there. That's what Shulchan Aruch puts everything together.
It's a major
yeah.
check.
Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Abai, Rava, Damri, both of them say, Makifin, Bekanu. You're also able to compare different holes in the trachea and the windpipe. So Amr Papa qualifies this din and says, Lo Amr Ela Ba'osa Chuy. It's only true in the same ring band. But the different levels, the different bands of the trachea are different. You can't compare because a hole in one band will look very different than a hole in a different band. And different things will make them look the same or different. So it has to be the same chulia. The hilchza, but the halacha l'maisa is, afil mechulia l'chulia, you could compare even different bands, umibar l'chulia l'bar l'chulia, or sub-band. I don't know exactly what they have pictures here of a sub-band versus band, but they have underneath it and the top of them. So then they say, but the top to the bottom to the top, that cannot be compared. So then the Gemara says, Amr Zi'iri. Zi'iri says, Chalcholes Shenikva Kshera. If the rectum is punctured, that's kosher. That's not a problem. Hol Virechaim Mamidos, also since it's in the back of the animal, and the legs are able to close them together, so the legs themselves seal the hole that may be in the rectum. So Kama, how much is permitted? How much of the hole is there that it can still be kosher? So Amar Rabbi Eli, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mokom Hadvak Berubo, the place where it connects to the hip in its majority. Shloba Makom Hadavek Bimashu, meaning, if the part of the chalcholos that's sandwiched between the legs, so we could even tolerate a majority of that being open because the legs squeeze them together, it's going to remain sealed. But if it's an area of the chalcholos that's not mamish between the legs, even a mashu, even a small hole, is going to be trefa because the legs are not squeezing them together. So Amarua Rabbanan Kami Dirava Mishmei Dirav Nachman. They quoted the name of Nachman as follows. Amar, he said, Lav... They quoted that statement in the name of Nachman. So in light of that statement, Amar, Lav mi amina l'chu, have I not told you in the past, Lo tislu bei, don't depend your words on Rav Nachman, Goksi Sriki. Don't assume Rav Nachman saying empty pitchers, literally. This doesn't make any sense. Don't attribute that to Rav Nachman. He didn't say such a thing. Rav Nachman only says things that make sense. So Hachim Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman really says, Makom Adavek Afil Nita Kulo Kasher. If the area where the chalcholos is between the legs, so then even if the entire thing's removed, it's still kosher. You don't need any of it to be left behind. Not a rove, even the whole thing. Not really everything. Almost everything. But a little bit has to remain. A little bit where a person could grab onto it. That's only the amount of chalcholos that needs to remain there. The kama, how much is that? Amar bai kimlo padita besore. Apparently the width of a finger, which is even in the case of a Torah, of a large ox, even the width of a finger is enough of the chalcholos to be remaining there for this animal to still be kosher. That's the din of Rav Nachman. The Gemara now moves on to a different trefa that was mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned hakares apnimi, the inner pouch, the inner stomach. So that's if there's a hole in that kares apnimi, that's trefa. So what exactly is this? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Heyid Nasan Bar Shila testified, he was the Reish Tabachia de Tzipori, he was the chief slaughterer in Tzipori, Lifnei Rebbe, he testified in front of Rebbe, Yishum Rebbe Nasan, in the name of Rebbe Nasan, as follows. Ezi Kare Sapnimi Sanya Divi. What is it? It's called the Sikam, which is apparently like the main stomach of some sort. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Sanya Devi. It's this, which is the same thing, the Sikam. And Rabbi Shmuel Amar Istomka Dekresa, the stomach. So this is the little pouch. You have a picture in the article here to where the food rests. That's the area that we're talking about. That if there's a hole, it would be a trefa. So Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan as follows: Makum Tsar Yesh Bakares Ve'ini Yodei Ezu. There's a small little narrow passage that's in this stomach here that. I don't know exactly which narrow section. There are a lot of narrow sections, so which it's referring to. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he explains, Nafa Kresa Bevira. So he's saying the pouch fell into the pit, which means if you don't know what it is, so it doesn't help us anything. To say a statement without having any sense to it, it's pointless. So what does he mean? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Ava, Amar Rav Asi, Min Amei Tzeru Lamata. It's referring to a narrow passage in the stomach here, from and downward. So this area in the stomach, apparently, where it gets narrow, so that area and downward, that's called this section here, and that would be considered the stomach that we're referring to. That would be trefa if it has a hole in it. So so the Gemara now gives other definitions of what this inner pouch means. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel Makom Shein Bo Melas. Apparently, there's some woolly material inside the stomach, so it's an area where there is none of that wool material. That's the definition of this kares apanimi. Rabbi Avina Amar Geniva Mishmei Derava Tevach. He explains differently. He says the Tevach Beveshet Samach Lakares. It's the veshet, the esophagus enters into the stomach. So the Tevach of veshet that enters into the stomach, Zui kares apanimi. So it's unclear amongst his Amaram what exactly was the kares apanimi. So then, Amri, a different definition, it says, B'ma'rav, in the West, they would define him, Ishmei de Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, that kol ha-karis kula zuhi karis ha-panimius. The entire stomach was called the karis ha-panimius. Ve'ezu karis ha-chiton, so what's considered the outer stomach then? If the entire stomach's really the karis ha-panimius, where do you find there's no other stomach to speak of? So they say, basar ha-chofes rov ha-karis. There's this outer flesh that covers the karis ha-panimius. That outer flesh is called the karis ha-chiton. Yet another definition of what is kares apanimis, the Gemara explains, Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar, Mifrata, what's Mifrata, asks the Gemara, Amar Rav Avya, Hecha de par tabachi, when the tabach, when the shochi would shecht it, and then they slid open the stomach of the cow, so the air that they would expose, the pari the lashon of paro. Paro means to expose, like bal paor is to expose, so the area where it would be exposed by the shochet, that was called the kares apanimi. So we have a whole list of different definitions. Gemara now says, "How do we paskin?" So Kim bin Aharda, in Aharda, they would assume of the Kiraba bar Rav Huna, they would assume like this last opinion that the area of the Mifrata, which was the area that would be exposed by the Shochet, that was the definition of the Kares HaPanimi. Amrli Ravashi, Ravashi says, "La Meimar Kol Nishmaisi Mai." So how do you paskin? We had around 8 different definitions of the Kares HaPanimi. What's your psak? So Amrli, so he says back, Amrli responds, "Kula Shaychen b'Diraba." I assume also, like this last opinion, that it's referring to the area that gets exposed by the shochet when slitting open the stomach. So then the Gemara says further, with Rav Asi, Amar B'Yochanan Mai. So what's Rav Asi's understanding? How does he define this inner pouch? So Gemara explains, Amar Lei Kvar Pirshu Rav Acha Bar Ava. He already explained it earlier, that it's the narrowing area, meaning this is Rav Acha's opinion before, that the narrow approach of the Keres HaPanimi, that's the Keres HaPanimi. And then the Gemara says, how do they paskin what's Rabbi Avinu's psak? What are they paskin b'nei Marava in Eretz Yisrael? How do they assume the definition is Amalei Hani Vade Pligi? That certainly is machlokas. They argue in the Hardai. They don't assume like Rabba Bar Rav Huna. They don't assume that has to do with the area that gets exposed. So then they're fine. So that's the end of the definition of Karas HaPanimi. Gemara moves on now to a different definition. Gemara said, this is going in terms of the Karis HaChitzonis. So we said the Gemara had a machlokas about the Rabbi Yehuda's mechalik between a large animal and a small animal, how much it has to be opened up. So I'm just going back to the Mishnah just for a moment. The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hagadol, if it's a large animal, Tefach, if there's a tear of the Karis HaChitzonis, the outside stomach, if there's a tear that's a Tefach long, that's a Trefa. But if it's a katana, if it's a small animal, beruba, if most of it is torn open, that would be a trefa. So the Gemara now comments on this. Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo gdola gdola mamish, lo katana katana mamish. When we speak of big, we speak of small. We don't really mean big, we don't really mean small. Rather, elakol shenikra ba tefach, flohave ruba, zuhi shesheninu begdola tefach. Whenever a tefach of the Karis HaChitzonis is torn, and that does not get to rove of it, that's called a large animal. That animal has large organs, and therefore a tefach would be enough to render that animal into a trefa. And if it's a ruba, if let's say most of the karis chitzona is ripped, well, a tefach, even though it's rove, but it's not a full tefach, means a very small organ, it's a very small animal, zui shashaninu b'ktana, that's where you say that it must be a small animal, that a rove doesn't even get to a tefach, and therefore we assume Beruba would go based on Rov. So that was the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda's Pshat. So Gemara says, Ruba v'lave tevach pshita. It's obvious. If you have a small Karis HaChitzonis, and most of it's split, and it doesn't amount to a tefach, of course it's trefa. Who cares about a tefach? If Rov, if it's exposed, Rov, it's ripped, avada, it's going to be a trefa. So of course not a tefach. What's the need to say? Lo have a tefach. Gemara says, Lo, tzricha, it's needed in the following case. Davia tefach bimashu. The situation where the tefach is a little bit more than the rove. So you have rove now, and if you went a little bit further, the hole grew a little bit more, it would get to a tefach. So in that case, mal de sema ad de mikra ba tefach la vitrefa. Even though rove it is split, maybe since it's so close to being a tefach, we should require being a full tefach to be ripped open. Kamash bala, no, you don't need the tefach, all you need is a rove. Fine, that's the havmina. So then the Gemara explains further, Amar gneva, Amar biasi, Niktera Kisela Trefa. Let's say there's a hole. This is again, we're still referring to the Karis HaChitzona. Let's say there's a tear in the Karis, and then it's the size of a Sela, a certain coin, so that's a Trefa. Shim Timaseach Tamon al Tefach. Because if it were stretched, you have a hole like this, and let's say you stretch it out like that, it's going to elongate, so that's going to be the size of a tefach, and that's why, so again, the circumference is this way, even though it's less than a tefach, but once you pull it, it becomes the length of a tefach, that's going to be a trefa as well. So Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Lididi Mefar Shali, was explained to me, Minei de Gneva Amabara de Naharda. One time, Gneva explained to me, they were crossing over the Naharda River, and Kisela Kishera, Yes, b'kisela trefa. If it's exactly the size of a sela, that's still acceptable. But the moment it goes beyond the size of a sela, then that's going to be a trefa. The kama yes, b'kisela, how much more than a sela is going to make it a trefa? Amar Rav Yosef kagon de ilon tlas kashyasa. If it's a situation where three date pits can pass through the hole, that means it's big enough to b'tzipa duchkot. They pass and when they're covered with fruit, it's still some fruit. It's not completely smooth date pit, so there's some dates on it. If it passes tightly through that hole, that means it's yesa mikasela. Below tzipa, if it's mamish smooth, there's no residue left over, it's mamish smooth pits, then biravcha, then it passes through easily. That would be the definition of yesa mikasela. Gemara says, let's go a few more lines into the next page, and we'll stop here. Gemara now goes back to a different trefa mentioned in the Mishnah, namely that of a hemses ubeis akoses, different parts of the stomach. So Tana Rabban, the Braisa, tells us that machat shenimses beovi beis akoses. Let's say you find the needle that's embedded in the beis akoses, part of the digestive system. Mitzad echad ksher. If it only punctures through one of the walls, that's still acceptable. But the moment it goes mishnei tzadim treifa, if it goes through two walls, that we've seen this before, that animal would be considered treifa. So now that's in terms of the hole. What about the timing of things? We know, as Ricky pointed out, there's one thing about where the holes are. Number two is, when do the holes take place? So the halacha is, how do you know if the holes were there before treifa, or maybe they came after the treifa, after the shechita rather? Did it come before shechita or after shechita? So nimsa le koredam, if you find that there's some blood stains on the area, b'yadua shilifnei shechita, then it certainly came before the shechita. But if you find the needle in the different beis hakosos, and lo nimsa le koredam, you don't see any blood spots, so then b'yadua shilachas shechita, it's not going to bleed if you punctured afterwards. So if there are no blood spots, then it comes afterwards. This is very halach lemaisa, it's not really so much for us anymore, but I once took a class with the OU and kashrus of chickens. If you find the chicken, let's say, where it's broken, that can indicate sometimes it's a treifa, if the bone's been snapped. So let's say you find blood spots around it, that means it broke before being shechted, it would be treifa. It's almost impossible, you'll never find that. It goes through so many levels of hashgachos, watching over it, but if one were to find the animal that had a cracked leg and this blood, it's very possible it came before the shechita and would render it a treifa. Okay, we'll stop here. That was a very technical daf.